At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This is the world-famous K-Rock.
All right, it's time for us to do some good for Southern California. A city that we absolutely love. It's been my home since 2006. I think Omar has been your home your entire life.
Yep.
Vanessa came here from another country just to be here so that we could make fun of her getting drunk and yelling at the gays at the parade.
That's what America's all about.
That's what the American dream is. And Allie is a Californian through and through.
Yep.
And, you know, we've been witnessing, like you have, what's been happening these past few weeks. And in some ways, it's nothing new because we were talking to Vanessa when she used to work at Chuck E. Cheese. She was telling us a very sad story, and this was years ago, but when she used to be the rat at Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh my God. If that wasn't sad enough.
That's not the sad part of the story.
Yeah.
She claimed that she got to witness an ICE raid that happened while she was there, and they took away her friend that worked at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
and Vanessa hid in the rat costume. Yeah, what happened, Vanessa?
2009 at Chuck E. Cheese. This was traumatizing, and I always think about it.
Yeah.
The kitchen staff got raided by ICE, and I just remember one of my coworkers because she was pregnant, and I was thinking, like, what is she gonna do? Anyways, they were like the greatest people, and I just remember me and my friend crying, like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, and then none of them came back, or what?
No, none of them came back.
So it was just an empty kitchen the next day.
And then we just had to figure it out, and then they hired more people.
Oh, my God.
But it was so dramatizing.
So at this point, you know, we've all seen it happening before our very eyes, and many of us have done what we can do to stand up and say that we don't like what is happening to our friends, to our neighbors, and
to the people who are feeding L.A.,
and we were talking to our buddy from LA Taco last week, and he was talking specifically about just how many, specifically taco stands, taco trucks, are being devastated by this for so many reasons. A lot of them are too scared to even set up shop, and others are just not getting the business that they were getting because people are not going out and about, and people are hiding out. And we said, is there anything that as we can do as proud Los Angelinos, but also as proud taco lovers? And on this Taco Tuesday, we have decided, and I hope that you join us.
Please do, and it's easy to.
As a show, we are going to pledge 10,000 tacos, and we ask you to be a part of this with us so that we together can help to at least bring some sort of a resurgence to a community now that is being greatly affected by what is going on, and this is what we're talking about.
The crowd used to be 10 deep, and now there's barely a line.
It's not a joke. They took all my employees.
They're afraid. Or people that are coming, you know, to get a quick bite are not coming out because they're scared to be out.
ICE has started to abduct taqueros at taco trucks.
Business is so bad, he's parked his food truck for now and won't take it out.
This area is usually packed shoulder to shoulder, but in the days since ICE began its raids, business here has basically collapsed.
Collapse.
10,000 tacos for L.A.
We are asking you, listeners of Klein Alley Show K-Rock, to do your part by eating more tacos than you normally would and supporting all of these small businesses in and around Los Angeles by stopping when you see a taco stand and getting a taco. Even if you're not hungry for a taco, get a taco. We will be eating tacos consistently for the foreseeable future.
And I would argue that there's always room for another taco.
Always room. Go for one, leave with 10. Let's
yes.
do our part until we together can know that we helped by eating 10,000 tacos.
If you see a taco stand on the way home, a taqueria that you love that you haven't been to in a while, and to go, oh, I have to hit that place up, hit it up, tag us, and help us reach 10,000 tacos.
10,000 tacos for LA is our mission. It's a small, small little thing that we can do, but I think that the waves of this will actually travel to the point where potentially we help some people, we help some families, and more importantly, we eat tacos. And that is why we kick this off.
Going to get fat for a cause.
On Taco Tuesday, we will officially be eating our first round of tacos at 10 a.m. this morning as we kick off summer hours. 10 o'clock, because a lot of places just wait to open until then. But right now, if you find a place that is open and setting up, even if you wouldn't normally stop on Tuesday, it is Taco Tuesday. But now would be a great time for you to be a part of this and help us do our little part to bring L.A. back together as we pledge 10,000 tacos with our audience on the world-famous KRO. K-Rock, Klein Alley Show, home of 10,000 tacos for L.A. A lot of questions pouring through on the text line, mostly people pledging how many tacos they plan on eating today and for the foreseeable future until we can officially get to 10,000. We will monitor a rolling tally that will be going on in the back, keeping track of every taco eaten. Please, as you buy them, tag us, pictures. Klein Alley Show, K-Rock, and hashtag 10,000 tacos. This is our way of trying to help some of the many businesses that have been struggling right now, specifically as the ICE raids continuing all through Southern California, and an opportunity for us to eat more tacos. Selfishly, I look at it and go, great opportunity to eat more tacos yes. than normally we would on a Taco Tuesday. What a fitting way to kick this off. And if you have the ability, if you drive by the stands, I know like the few streets I cut through on the way home, there used to be 5, 6, 7 stands. Now it's down to like 1 or 2.
Yeah, I know.
And we should do our part to help because all of this, you know, as much as I know there's people on the text line that are saying, asking questions. I don't have social media. Will my tacos still count? Of course they will still count.
Yeah, just
but we text need to know about it or leave them on the GOAT line.
Yeah.
844-956-GOAT.
Somehow. And 818 said Rigo's Tacos for dinner tonight. It is. And another person asked about brick and mortar places. Yeah, absolutely. If it's a taqueria that you know of that's a brick and mortar restaurant, go ahead and go there. It's okay.
Yeah, Jack in the Box is pretty good.
Yeah,
714
is no big
taco. Tiny tacos. They are tiny tacos, so you could do 10,000 probably in one meal. But the question is, do Ali's white people tacos count? And this is where it gets into a tricky situation because we are trying to say this is for all white people, all brown people, all black people. All people should enjoy tacos. And this is a little thing, a very small little thing that we can do to help reinvigorate and recharge a community that has been truly devastated by what's been going on. But Ali's white people taco recipe, which is it really, I think, in many ways.
Big hit with ICE.
ICE loves Ali's right. tacos. They love it.
They're calling me off the hook.
Yeah, it's about it. It's not. I would say Ali's tacos.
I will. How about this? I pledge not to make any white people tacos in my home until we reach 10,000.
White people taco night. We're getting taco shells from the grocery store and ground beef from the grocery store.
Or turkey.
And shredded cheese from the grocery store. And Ortega sauce from the grocery store.
All right, that's Ali's white people taco night recipe. We've given that away now to the masses. But the reality is this. You know, at some point there will be a discussion this week with friends. Hey, what do you guys want to get? What are you in the mood for? Just push the tacos. 10,000 tacos for L.A. Let's
do our part. And then that person will probably say, you're right, tacos are delicious. 831 said, can I tag in solidarity up in the Bay Area? They're not as good as L.A. tacos, but do they count? Yeah, I think
absolutely.
They would count.
You can eat tacos in solidarity all day. Is this one of these weird lesbian things Ali's pushing on us? Is this for pride? That taco also will count. If you'd like to go to town
wow,
on those,
really?
We will accept those tacos okay. as well. We're moving a little bit further away from the goal here, but if you want to take part in that, sure, for pride, go nuts, ladies.
310 has already pledged 3 shrimp tacos. What a treat.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because we will get into this discussion later on today about whether or not shrimp is a treat. This guy did specifically bring up tacos, and I'll play this for you now because people are telling me shrimp does not count as a treat, but listen to this.
What's your name?
Oscar.
Oscar from where?
From Sesame Street. With you guys. I'll with you. I'm from Burbank.
Oscar, what would you consider a treat?
Free beer, man.
What kind of food would you consider a treat?
Tacos.
Would you consider shrimp a treat?
No.
But shrimp tacos, I would say, are the treat of all treats. I mean, let's be honest. That's
next
level. Why
are you trying to crowbar the shrimp into this? He's saying no. He said no in 3 different ways.
He didn't say no in 3 different ways.
Shrimp tacos suck, dude.
Shrimp tacos are great.
You just get really regular fish tacos. Those are way better than shrimp tacos.
Yeah, not going to argue that those are not also good, but whatever. We can't get into this
fried
now.
Fried cod. Now that's a treat.
Let's not ruin the reason that we're having this long-winded conversation, and that is...
The crowd used to be 10 deep, and now there's barely a line.
Business here has basically collapsed.
Collapse.
10,000 tacos for L.A.
All All right, 310, I pledge to eat 69 tacos this summer. They will be choco tacos. Oh, wait a minute. That's not okay.
Those are delicious, though.
They are great.
And a treat.
I love the way that Ali says taqueria.
Taqueria.
My wife texted me and said, I heard.
That's our rally cry.
Yeah, go to the taqueria and say,
they'll know why you're there.
Fist pump.
Let's go, LA. Step it up.
My wife just texted me and said, I heard you say no more white people tacos for a while, and I was going to ask, do we have to keep eating them tonight because of this thing you're doing?
Oh, good, good. Allie's wife is the big winner here. So let's go. At LA Taco, thank you for giving us the inspiration to try to make this happen and do some good, and let's all enjoy tacos together until we hit 10,000. If we can do it by the end of today, even better. I think between us, this show, our listeners, Jake's even going to stop this little weird diet he's on and start going ham on tacos. Right, Jake?
Yeah, I'm going to stop on my way home and get some fish tacos.
That's
yummy.
Right. Quick break. Back with more show next. J-Rock, Klein Alley's show. Please keep eating your tacos. Tag us accordingly. And remember, 10K tacos for L.A., 10,000 tacos for L.A. We want to work together, our audience, us. Let's go ahead and help support some of the many, many, many local businesses, taco stands, et cetera, that are struggling right now, and step up and enjoy some tacos. We kick it off officially at 10 a.m. this morning, but feel free to start eating tacos now. If you can find them, start getting them. Ali, summer is here, and it's summer 2025. Every summer usually has an identity. Sometimes the identity is declared ahead of times, and sometimes it will be like middle of the summer. People are like, by the way, we're in the middle of a Rat Boy summer, which was, I think, last year or 2 years ago.
Yeah, Rat Boy Summer, and then there was a summer of sex, I believe, when everybody was having sex.
Yeah. We're doing one-night stands and orgies.
Yeah.
That was like the first summer to come out of COVID, where people were just like, let's go ahead and throw our germs all over each other right now. And
yeah.
That was a big summer, and we've got some predictions right now as we are officially going to get into the 2025 summertime draft, where we have three categories. Each category, we will have a draft pick, and we will determine at the end of the summer, come Labor Day, which one of us was better at predicting how summer 2025 played out. The categories will include three of the most important things that you will indulge in over the course of the summer. You got the round of food and beverage. What will be the food slash drink of summer 2025? Because there's always something that usually jumps out.
Food slash drink.
You know, pick whichever
That's
one you
a
want.
Game changer
food,
for me.
Food or a drink. Then you've got the trend of the summer. There's always going to be a trend. Like the Labubu is a big trend right now, but will that be the trend of all summer? Or
is it a Labubu summer?
Or and then of course the song of the summer. Our prediction as to which one song will officially be the anthem.
Can I just pick that song, Heat Waves, again?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Heat Waves as well. I don't think it's ever stopped. Glass Animals, Heat Waves, song of the summer.
Just again and again.
Yet again.
We love
year.
It.
Now we've got new predictions. So. Order has been randomly selected, and I hate to say this, but in the first category, which is the category of food of summer 2025, Jake the Nerd has gotten the first overall number one draft pick. Jake, go ahead and lock in your prediction.
Super easy. Shrimp.
It's a treat, and I agree.
That's just ridiculous. It's not going to be a shrimp summer, Jake.
Is that really your pick, Jake?
It's shrimp.
You're not taking shrimp, are you?
Yeah, I'm taking shrimp. Better believe it.
Are you mad, Klein, that Jake took shrimp?
I wasn't going to take shrimp. I love shrimp. It's a
because
treat.
You know.
It's universal. It's not one summer that's going to be the summer of shrimp. It's every summer is a shrimp summer.
But that's the thing about shrimp is it's just there. I don't think anyone's going to be like, wow, it's 2025 summer. Let's go in on shrimp.
Say it right. Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Ali, you have the second pick in the round of food beverage prediction. What will be the food slash drink of summer 2025?
You know, now I have like a beverage in my mind, but I think I'm going to stick with this. Actually could be a food or a beverage. And I have already seen it popping up in grocery stores. I've even seen it making its way into beauty products, and that would be guava. It's going to be a guava summer.
Guy.
There's a guava jam that is selling like hotcakes at Trader Joe's. They're putting guava in a lot of mixed cocktail drinks right now that they're putting out on the shelves. And like I said, I've seen it in different lip tints and gels and things like that.
This is definitely like a white person thing.
Yeah.
Guava.
Yeah.
No way. I've seen it.
Yeah, but it's like for white people to feel like they're exotic.
Yeah.
It's for girls.
So,
right, Vanessa?
Oh, maybe it's a girl
thing. I've seen it.
Guava girls for life.
Hey.
Okay. Vanessa, do not humor Allie. When she says dumb things like that, put her in her place. I mean, come on.
Hey, this was my better pick. I was going to go with cottage cheese.
I agree.
Jesus. We can't be the same show that goes 10,000 tacos for L.A. followed by guava girls for life.
It's the protein punch sleeper, baby.
All right.
Cottage cheese.
Man, Allie is having definitely a sexless summer.
She ain't wrong about that.
Yeah. I've been on one-night stands and orgies.
Get her back. Third pick in this round goes to Postmaster Johnny. It's the round of food and beverage, summer 2025.
Good pick. I think that...
Have you prepared for this, Johnny?
Social. I'm working on like 3 social posts right now.
Did you not have a pick ready to go? Because your song.
Say something.
Let's just go to
all right,
something
we're moving
else.
On. Moving on. Johnny's not in the trap. That's
say
fine.
Say something. Vanessa.
Say something.
Right. Talk anything. This is radio, for God's sake.
All right. I've got the next pick after Johnny, and I'm glad he didn't steal mine. I was also going to go with nothing. I was also going to say nothing.
Oh, darn.
Guys, I've seen it everywhere. I don't know where it came from, but just as you remember, there was that time when everyone was talking about red velvet, and then there was that time when everyone was talking about whatever the next thing was. It's all about pistachio now. Pistachio?
Oh, that's been a thing.
No, no. Now, more than ever, because of this Dubai chocolate that's everywhere, everything's got pistachio in it.
Of course, a fancy boy pick.
It's not a
different
fancy,
white person thing.
Yeah, totally.
Every stupid thing has pistachio.
Okay, fancy boy.
I'm telling you, it's the summer of this. I don't even put it as a top nut, but for whatever reason.
How are we the show that's doing 10,000 tacos for a leg? You're talking about pistachios.
It's not my pick. It's what I see everywhere in the
Holy
streets.
Crap,
it's going to be
man.
A flavor of the summer, pistachio.
What streets are you walking, dude, man? Rodeo Drive?
No, I'm talking the
There's
Deep
a whole,
Valley.
Whole row at Erewhon of pistachio products.
I'm talking about outside.
You're strutting on Erewhon?
Outside of the Chipotle. On Ventura, there's a guy who sets up.
Universal Walk, let me tell you.
It's not a Universal Walk, you idiot.
Universal.
And by the way, I did some research. Pistachio and pistachio related searches are up like 25,000%. I'm not kidding, guys.
Jesus. It's
created by you.
Not by me. I don't even like pistachio. All right, Omar, you're next with the next pick. We're only in round one of this stupid
considering
draft.
Considering what's happening in LA and all over the country, I think. The ice raids are going to have a dramatic effect on what people are going to start eating, and they're going to start giving back to, similar like what we're doing with the tacos. But I think this is going to be the summer of tahini. I think tahini's going to get sprinkled on fruit, on beverages, and also
tahini's always on fruit. Hey, what's that? Nothing new.
Yeah, but it's gonna get, so they're gonna be chefs out there that are working on stuff right now. They're gonna incorporate tahini with regular food items. I'm talking about like hot dogs, hamburgers.
Shrimp.
It's just gonna go all over and shrimp. Yeah, there's gonna be tahini shrimp, Klein.
It's a treat.
You should be happy about
it's a treat.
That.
All right, Omar's taking tahini.
Well, weren't you talking yesterday, Klein, about a tahini hot flavored at 5-Hour Energy?
Yes.
And there it is. It's already started.
And sometimes I try to entice my wife by doing a thing at home called the tahinis.
Oh, that's disgusting.
No, it's not disgusting.
Can I change my pick now?
No, you cannot.
Just a boo.
You just killed
tahini. Tahini sales just plummeted after the tahinis. Hey, guys, I'm just saying, summer 2025, summer of the tahinis. Let's go. All right, Vanessa, you get the last pick.
Yay. Okay, I was going to go kind of similar to Ali, but I was going to say passion fruit, but I've changed my mind. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This
What's
is the summer.
Okay.
What is it, Vanessa?
The summer of tonic coffee. That's right.
What is that?
Tonic coffee.
By the way, I am seeing a lot of, this is annoying, but there was a lot of, quote, functional coffee. Like, coffee's functional enough. Makes you crap, gives you energy. But now they're going, there's, like, all these coffees now that they're putting, like, mushrooms in. They're good for
your
gut
health. I've
seen
mushroom coffee. What's tonic coffee?
Yeah, I don't know what tonic is.
It's like tonic water with a shot of espresso.
Whoa.
All right, see, this is your pick for summer.
And we could probably add booze to it, too, which is a bonus.
All right. Megan, you're on K-Rock. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, Klein. They said that pistachios have salmonella on the news this morning.
All right, great.
Nice pick, man.
I guess if it's in the news, you get points,
that's
right?
That's trendy, guys. Pistachios with salmonella. It's the snack of the summer.
562 said I went to the movies yesterday and they had tahini icy.
Okay. All right. We'll finish the draft next. K-Rock.
Give me points.
K-Rock, we are Klein Alley Show. We have to get through this next round quickly of the Summer Draft 2025. We've already been through the food round. If you're joining us, Alley predicted it's the summer of guava. Jake says shrimps. Omar said tahini on everything. Vanessa, who apparently got the whitest of the draft picks, went with tonic coffee, and I went with pistachio. These are not by our personal choices, just our predictions as to what we're seeing in the streets, what will be the official flavor of summer 2025, because apparently people just lock in on one thing and they go, put it on everything. We go to the next round, which is Song of the Summer. Allie, your prediction Song of the Summer?
So I think people are going to be pretty angry this summer for many reasons. Obviously, there's been a lot of protesting here in Southern California. I don't think that that's going to go away, and I don't think the anger is going to go away. And there is a song from the new Saviors album by Green Day that has been popping up, and I think people are going to be using this as an anthem. This is One-Eyed Bastard by Green Day. This is my pick for Song of the Summer.
Summer.
Yeah, no one gets you riled up like Green Day, and people need a good song to get riled up to.
Vanessa, you got the second pick in this round, Song of the Summer. What do you got for us?
I might be way off, but I don't care.
I like that confidence.
I don't care. Okay, Roya Otis, Moody.
All right, this is Vanessa's pick, Song of the Summer. Here we go.
Yelling succulent at someone.
Yeah, imagine all the things you'd yell about Lexuses and succulents with the song in the background.
I love it. I love it.
All right. So that's Vanessa's pick. It's the second pick in the round. What will be Song of the Summer 2025?
Definitely good mellow compared to what Vanessa is.
It really is. She needs to calm down at the end of the day. Omar, what's your pick? Song of the Summer 2025.
Oh, yeah. So this song, I'm going to play it for you. It's going to instantly put you in a good mood. And this is, you know, one of the tribute songs. Many, many tributes, went out to the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, when he passed away. And this is my pick for Song of the Summer because I think we're going to hear it all over the airwaves.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the expectations. Boom, bop, bop. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good song.
She's giving me.
I mean, dude, come on now, right?
Especially the bop bop.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad that we lost him, but I'm just so happy he never had to hear this.
She's giving me the excitations.
Yes, good stuff. Yeah.
I love the backtracking. You know, I would love if we could make that downloadable for people so they can just add it to their summer playlist and see what people do.
When it just goes down to the pool and everyone just ties a brick to their foot and goes to the bottom. All right, Jake, you're next up. What is your Song of the Summer 2025?
Well, Ali said people are going to be mad. They're going to be mad. They're going to be sad, too. And Vanessa picked a song that's moody. Here's a song that's actually moody. It's by a guy named Dax Riggs called Sunshine Felt the Darkness Smile.
This is Jake's Song of the Summer.
I cut my head on the moon.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God.
Jake's probably going to listen to this on a loop while he floats that stupid river.
Of the summer. This is like being in the winter, holed up in your room, not going anywhere because you're depressed.
Yeah, Jake, why, it's my summer.
Why would you listen to this?
That's good stuff.
Jesus.
Oh.
I want to tie a brick to my foot now.
Jesus.
This is so sad.
All right.
That's why you wear a life vest.
Jake's going to have a sad summer. I hate to say it, but my pick for Song of the Summer, I didn't want to pick it, but I do believe it will be the biggest song of summer 2025. Take a listen, Allie. You know this one, right? Come on, sing along. Sing along. Here we go.
Hey!
If K-Rock went country for two weird weeks. Role model, Sally when the wine runs out.
Sally.
Yep. See, it makes Allie
inside,
have
outside.
White lady seizure.
Box, stay.
You're going to hear this all over the place this summer, unfortunately, but it will be all over the place.
You're going to see him in his denim outfit, his cowboy hat.
All right, well, there you have it. We only could make it through two rounds of the summer draft. We'll have to save the next round for tomorrow. When we get back, we have your ADD news, but more importantly, we have your first pair of tickets. K-Rock's summer ticket blowout is underway. Linkin Park tickets in about 15 minutes will be yours here on K-Rock. And people have already started out tagging us in pictures. 10,000 tacos officially.
Yay!
Is happening. There's people on the phone that want to talk about it. We'll come right back. More show continues in moments on K-Rock. Nice to meet you. Klein Alley Show, K-Rock, in your ear holes, and also streaming live on YouTube. Check us out there if you'd like to. Start in about an hour when we get to 10 o'clock. That is officially 10 on Taco Tuesday when we kick off 10K Tacos for L.A. Help support some of the many businesses struggling right now. During these ICE raids, and already people are committing, and we appreciate all of you that have committed how many tacos you will be eating today, tomorrow, and through the week.
Dude, sweet divots, guys. I love this idea. 10,000 tacos. I think we can do it. I'm going to start today. I actually had lunch plans, but I'm going to cancel them.
Nice.
I know three different taquerias that I have not been to recently. I'm going to hit them all up in one day. Probably going to get diarrhea, but it's all for a good cause.
10,000 tacos for L.A.
No better cause than the 10,000 tacos for L.A. cause. And yes, you may get some diarrhea, but you also may not. And if you do, great. Summer cleanse. You're welcome.
Enjoy the pool.
And if you don't, then enjoy your tacos and help support. It's nothing that some carnitas cannot make better. And hopefully we help some people that are struggling right now in Southern California. All right, let's get to your news, and then the brand new hour of the show can begin. And the very first thing we do is get you Linkin Park tickets on K-Rock.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Well, we start with yet another court case, and this is not the Diddy one or the Harvey Weinstein one or the Trump and Newsom one or the Luigi Mangione one. There are many, many high-profile cases going on right now. This one is about the doctors in the Matthew Perry case. This is Dr. Salvador Plasencia. If you recall, he was the one that called Matthew Perry a moron who will pay anything in texts with another doctor about distributing ketamine to him. And he is going to plead guilty. The other doctor is also expected to plead guilty. And he's pleading guilty to four counts of distribution of ketamine. He distributed 20 vials of ketamine and ketamine lozenges and syringes to Matthew Perry and his live-in assistant. And that was 20 vials just between September 30th and October 12th. So that's not even a two-week period. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot. And obviously, he didn't really care about Matthew's well-being. He was just trying. He said in his text messages he wanted to be his go-to for drugs. But Perry ran out of money quickly because they were charging him crazy amounts of money. And then he ended up going to another source.
I'm glad I'm not a doctor. Because
I'm good,
think
because
that
you're
me
not,
too.
You're not.
Yeah. Well, let me finish.
The world is glad.
All right, let's move on.
I know that I would be the type of doctor that would easily be a crooked doctor. If I let's just say if I was able to somehow make it through medical school and get a diploma and earn the title of doctor,
you wouldn't be a crooked doctor like this though.
Oh yes.
What?
Oh, if people were like, give me the good stuff and here's a bunch of money, I would probably be a crooked doctor. I think I would.
Part of your moral compass would pipe up at some point.
Maybe, but not with him.
Really?
With other people, maybe, but I was never a fan of Friends.
Yeah, but wouldn't you know?
So.
Right, and I like that stupid bit you did on there. Could you be any whatever? Shut up.
Yeah, if it was a show I liked, maybe I would have had a bit more of a moral compass. No,
so if he was on Seinfeld, it'd be okay?
Yeah. I wouldn't have prescribed.
But you wouldn't think to yourself, hey, I'm responsible hugely for this famous actor's relapse?
I think every doctor goes into it thinking I'm going to be a responsible doctor, and then over the years they get into some credit card debt and they got to make some money, and boom, next thing you know, ketamine.
Well, because like my wife is a therapist, and you could easily be like, hey, if I give you like $500, will you just write this thing saying that I'm fit to do this, or that I have an animal that needs to go on an airplane?
Sure, absolutely.
And she absolutely says no.
Wow.
I mean, she will meet with somebody that possibly needs it and qualify them for that, but she has a very strict moral compass.
I'm you know, I'm a people pleaser, unfortunately. So if I'm a doctor and the people need something, I just go, all right, go ahead, give me my prescription.
You're
going to
explain
pad.
That to the judge later?
Well, that's
I'm a people pleaser. What am I going
to
do?
That's why it's part of the reason I decided not to be a doctor. Yeah. This is why I chose to not be a doctor.
Well, you would have been spending up to 40 years in prison, which is what this doctor could be doing. Man. All right. If you're one of those people who gets super pissed off seeing spoilers online, there is now a way to avoid this. Meta has developed a new tool that filters out spoilers to shows that you're watching. So if you didn't finish White Lotus, the season finale.
Yeah, you spoiled a bunch of stuff for everyone this year.
I know. So
Allie spoiled everything.
Everyone was posting about it, including me, and a lot of people got upset because they're like, oh, no, I haven't watched it yet, and now I'm on the internet and Instagram, and it's being spoiled for me.
Oh,
F
that's
you.
What it was. You did that impression of that big tooth girl.
Yeah.
And then you, like, basically
and people were mad at me for making fun of her because I guess she got teased for her teeth as a kid. So I had no moral compass in that
the
situation.
Best, Allie did this impression off the air, which is where it belonged. And she goes, look, I do a great impression of the big tooth girl from White Lotus.
No, it was also because my mouth guard made me look like
right.
her.
So I said to Allie, you know what you should do? You should post it. I bet it goes viral.
Mm-hmm.
And
it did not.
And Allie went and posted it. Got ridiculed for A, making fun of the big tooth girl, and B, for ruining that show for everyone.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
was the greatest. It backfired so quickly on her. It was the best.
I know, but you told me to make more.
I was yeah. So you got to double down. Eventually, your audience will find you.
So if you were to enable this feature, something like that would be filtered out. The thing is that this, you can't like set your shows. It's not like, hey, here are the shows I'm watching, filter that out. It would just, you would be able to click it and say, hey, this is a spoiler, and it would like blur it out or garble the text. And this is only being tried out on Threads right now. So basically, we have no idea how it's going to work out. But if it goes well enough, then they would put it on, you know, the big money maker, which is Instagram.
Do your impression of that big tooth girl from White Lotus for people that want to hear it. You did the whole voice and everything. It was real great.
I forget. What was the boyfriend's name?
Who knows? That show. You know how these shows are. The biggest thing in the world.
It's like, Alan, yeah, I want to be together.
Yeah, but you're like,
well, I want us to be so happy.
See?
Because I'm an Aries and you're a Libra.
How did that not go viral, guys?
Everything is so lovely.
Right. See, she crushed
it. Why are you
it.
Not happy? Why are you depressed?
See, the good news is this new app, you can go ahead and filter all this out.
I'm going to call him.
You don't have to hear any of this.
Oh, come on, look at me.
Oh, God.
We're going to spend our life together.
Well, at the very least we can do is give you tickets for putting up with us, so here we go.
No, stop, Clive.